AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt Hunter, I was reading the Hurricane Michael stuff, and I've seen some of the before and after pictures. They said that Mexico Beach, the Air Force Base, and I think it's Port St. Joe, the three of them sustained 45 minutes of 100-mile-an-hour winds or greater.
Oh, geez.
They say that the Air Force Base is a total loss. The picture that I saw that just made my, I was like, wow. Do you know how outside of some Air Force bases, they'll have some of those retired jets and they'll put them up on a podium and a really cool thing that they have at Air Force bases. The hurricane had lifted one of those things and flipped it like a coin, man. And mind you, yeah, an airplane's aerodynamic, but not when it's not being flown by a person directly.
Yeah.
It's just a big chunk of metal at that point. And, oh my goodness, there's already a lot of, sites that are collecting donations for, the Hurricane Michael relief. If you can make a donation, please do. That is, 45 minutes of 100-mile-an-hour winds. I can't even comprehend anything like that. I mean, we get bad weather up here, but nothing there's a reason I don't live in a hurricane zone. Absolutely not. A lot to get to today, of course. Seaver's Corn Maze tickets. I got a pair of those to give away a little bit later on. But to Democrat of the day. Now, let me set this up really quick by saying I have mainly, for the most part, done Democrats of the day as the Minnesota House races, the two Senate races, of course, the races for the governor, attorney general, the statewide offices. I have not really done too many that have not been a Minnesota House seat or larger, but there is one specific race that I did want to take some time and actually bring in as Democrat of the day, and that is Hennepin County Sheriff, because frankly, there is currently a sheriff in there that's pro-Trump, and not only pro-Trump, but pro-Trump policies, too, towards immigration. And I just don't think that represents Hennepin County, Minneapolis, or most of the communities in the county. I just do not believe that in any capacity. Joining us today, Dave Hutchinson. He is running as the DFL-endorsed candidate for the Hennepin County Sheriff, and he's kind enough to take some time today to talk about his race. Dave, thank you very much for the time.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm honored to be on. I was on your show one time, but you were gone. Robert Pilot had the helm, but I appreciate it a lot very much.
My pleasure. I have to put you officially into the Democrat of the Day slot here. That's now it's done. You're in there. All right.
I'm in.
For a refresher, who exactly is Dave Hutchinson?
Well, he is a guy who's just been a public servant my whole adult life. I come from a law enforcement family. My dad was an officer for about 30 years, and after he retired from that, he started teaching at the academy, teaching new officers report writing, and now my mom and dad are both currently part of this program called Minnesota CIT, which is the Crisis Intervention Training. So this, it goes in deep back in my blood, and you know, public safety and public service is why I'm running. I'm running because, as you said, the current sheriff, he doesn't represent our values in Hennepin County. Hennepin County is, you know, over 60% DFLers. We care about our immigrant neighbors, and we need to have policy to protect them because, you know, part of being sheriff, you know, I always talk about, you know, part of our job is to catch bad people, but a lot of our job is to make sure we help people who can't help themselves. I mean, that's most important, and I think people need to realize that.
Well, and it's like I said, I agree with you. I don't think there's anyone in Hennepin County that would be too comfortable, you know, if on a countywide seat that you'd have a person who was a big Trump supporter because, you know, not exactly the most popular guy here in the county. I think that should be a known commodity here. But can we, if you mind, if we don't go down to the basics for a quick second here. There are there are people that will ask the difference. It's like, okay, we have all these municipal police departments, Minneapolis, Bloomington, Edina, you know, why is that a Minnetonka? What is different? Why? I mean, we know county sheriffs, usually we think about them as rural county sheriffs, but talk about the role of the Hennepin County Sheriff, how it works within the county, especially with the larger population.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Hennepin County, as you know, is the third most populated county in the Midwest. You know, we have almost 1.4 million people. And the job of a urban sheriff is different than a rural sheriff, but, you know, 80% or so is in the jails, the courts, prison transports, but also statutory. We are responsible for warrants, civil, water patrol, And then we police in unincorporated cities like way out in Hamel and, you know, Loretto and those areas. But a lot of it is, you know, we are, the sheriff is the lead law enforcement officer in the county. So a lot of policies will get driven from the county. You know, we have a $100 million budget where, you know, part of my plan is to increase how we deal with people with mental illness, addiction programs. And, you know, with that big budget, we have the opportunity to help some of these smaller communities or even cities like Brooklyn Center, which is a small blue-collar city that, you know, I said it's a fair share of some crime. And we could come in and help them. We could do these programs with this co-responder program, which is a mental health professional being teamed up with a deputy. And we can respond countywide. So we're like the big brother, big sister of, you know, these departments. And, you know, it's a huge responsibility, and it just gets overlooked a lot because, you know, we have Minneapolis, we have the suburbs, and another big thing we do is we do dispatch center. We dispatch, or Hennepin County dispatches for pretty much every single jurisdiction in Hennepin besides Minneapolis, and I think Edina and Richfield share one, and then Bloomington has their own. But most of them, you call 911, it goes to Hennepin County Sheriff's Department dispatch center, which is a huge, huge responsibility, and you know, they're hurting. They're about 35 dispatchers short, and you know, who's suffering from that? People who call 911.
Why are they 35 dispatchers short?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, you can make more money going to, you know, let's say, for instance, Edina. They pay more money. It's a better working environment. You know, it's all administration. How do you treat your employees? Your employees are more likely to be loyal when you treat them with respect and dignity, you know, and they're not getting that right now.
It is such an eclectic county because you do go out to the western side of the county, St. Bonnie's, Corcoran, stuff like that. I mean, it's rural. I mean, that's farm country out there. And so, and of course, in the middle of that too, you also have to mention Lake Minnetonka. As you talk about water, you're responsible for a lot of the water patrolling and stuff like that. Have you ever been one of those guys that's had to go get one of those knuckleheads that goes too close to St. Anthony Falls and has to drag them out of that before they plunge to their death?
No.
No.
No, that would be, you know, I don't work for the Sheriff's Department. That would be one of our jobs. And one thing that I would increase on is because, you know, we need to make sure people are safe on our waterways, especially you talk about Lake Minnetonka. I mean, that's a big, big party area, and we want people to have fun. But we also want people to be safe, and so there's kind of like a fine line of how do you keep people safe, but you know, let people have fun. So I think you know, that's a big issue that we can work on. And I mean, like I say, Hennepin County is great. I mean, like you said, we have farms. The you know, the one of the biggest cities in the Midwest. We have these people from all over the world. You know, my Somali friends, my Hmong friends, Latino friends, and you know, those are partly the reason why I'm running is because the current sheriff is. Doesn't he treats them less than human. I mean, and we've all heard the joke of if it wasn't for, you know, Minneapolis and our wonderful immigrants, we'd be a cold Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, really.
When you look at, especially in this day and age, and you look at the way that we look at people that are not Caucasian of descent. And there is some problems there. We have a large metro area. With it comes large metro area problems. You have a lower, you know, there are larger groups of these migrant, you know, peoples. And by the way, we should mention, we all, unless you're Native American, you all were a migrant person at one point. I mean, that it has to be acknowledged. But
Absolutely. We
have to, there is a tendency to vilify the latest group of immigrants, and as well vilify the Native Americans. Let's not forget about that, too. And I don't know if that's necessarily the law enforcement's job.
No, but it's not. Our job is to keep people safe. You know, everybody is welcome in Hennepin County, and everybody deserves the same safety net. And we're here to serve you regardless of who you're from or where you're from or who you are, who you love. You know, as a sheriff, I don't care your documentation status. That's not our job. Our job is if you're here in Hennepin County on vacation, hanging out, you live here, that you have the same equal right as Tonka Bay people, the Northside people, to proper and respectful public safety because they pay taxes. They're contributing members of society. I mean, these people are great, great people. And the ones that aren't, like any other race or ethnicity, you know, our job is to help people, but our job is to help people through getting the bad people out of society and the treatment or wherever they need or some circumstances we have to incarcerate them. But it shouldn't matter what you're, you know, where you're from or where you're born. I mean, this is America. Like you said, we're from, you know, I'm half Irish and a little bit of Lebanese. I mean, my family's from all over the world, and, you know, we've been here a long time, and, you know, it's now someone else's turn to come over here and make their lives better. Make our lives better.
Make America what it's supposed to be. And yeah, you're right. You're vilifying entire races of people is not exactly a good way to start, especially when it's being done to appeal on one level. Dave Hutch is joining us. Dave Hutchinson is running as the DFL endorsed candidate for Hennepin County Sheriff, Democrat of the day. Let's talk. You talked about the dispatching office, the 911 callers, and the fact that there's a personnel issue there. They're short of manpower. Let's talk about the rest of it, because there is a large administration aspect of this job. As you talked about the many different jobs that you hold, how is the department being run now? Is it still short staffed? Is it funded correctly, or is there a shortage of funds and things are not getting done correctly?
No, I don't think it's a shortage of funds. I mean, the $100 million budget seems pretty significant when you compare it to Ramsey County, which is about half the population, about half the staff, and their budget's well more. It's less than half. So the jail right now is running correctly, in my opinion. They hire licensed deputies, which they should just be correctional deputies. And the layman term, that means, you know, I'm a 22-year-old man or woman. I get out of college. I want to be a cop. But the first department I get hired is at Hennepin County. So the first part of my career is going to be set in the jail. And then as soon as these men and women get job offers from Minneapolis or the suburbs where they're actually on the street in a car, which helping people and doing what they love. So the turnover rate is terrible. Other metro counties like Ramsey, they employ just correctional officers in their jail, which those people are more likely to want to do that as a career. They have education that leans more towards corrections than law enforcement. So again, they're short in the jail, which makes the deputies have to be forced to work overtime, which, affects their personal life. And, you know, if you're getting forced to work overtime, your personal life suffers. Your mental health is also going to suffer. I mean, we're human beings like anybody. So what I want to do is I want to make the jail a correctional officer only. I want to start taking licensed police officers out and putting them in the community, doing community outreach, doing crime suppression. But I really want to make sure that people know where their money's going. And, you know, again, people in Minneapolis should be able to see what their sheriff's department does, just like the people in Loretto should be able to see. So I want to make sure that we're serving people the best, and that is making sure we hire, we train, and make sure the staff is protected, and make sure they're sane and healthy to serve. Because if we demand our deputies to treat the public with dignity and respect, as administrators, we need to treat our staff with dignity and respect.
When it comes to, I mean, last year we had the Super Bowl. And obviously the Hennepin County Sheriff's role, and that was pretty dramatic. I mean, you obviously a marquee event. That's another unique element. That's not something, say, the Winnebagoches County Sheriff is not necessarily going to be dealing with something on that magnitude. Talk about that role, too, because, I mean, there is an element of sort of ambassador to the city on these large events. And that, I mean, not only are you there to keep people safe, but once again, you know, is to make sure the community is well represented.
Yeah, you know, and Hennepin County did a great job. And, you know, for the Super Bowl, Minneapolis did a great job. And, you know, the transit police, all these, you know, suburban agencies came. Different state agencies came. You know, we even had cops from different parts of the country. And it's a whole collaborative event, especially, you know, in a metro area like ours. It's, you know, it's a medium-sized metro area, but we're not, like, as well-equipped as Houston was before that. I mean, that's a huge, huge city. So they have more cops. But it's one of those things where, as sheriff, you know, for those type of events, like the Final Four come in, you have to make sure you reach out to all your partners, your chiefs of police, your Minneapolis, your suburb chiefs, even cross the river to the Ramsey County. You get everybody involved, and, you know, like the old saying, we're better together. So if we can get every police officer and you know, all these people together, we can make these big events happen. Like, you know, Hennepin County, they did a stand-up job for the Super Bowl, but you know, I think if we have another big event, I think as sheriff, I could do just as well and hopefully make sure that the community is safe and sound.
I'd love to see you get a chance at that here. This, Dave, is where we always make a pitch. Help your local candidates, of course. But if you're listening to me right now, and you're especially if you're in Hennepin County, as your focus might be on the House races or on the Minnesota 5, the Minnesota 3 race, the reality is this Hennepin County Sheriff's race, this is just as important, and it's very important that we get out and help out Hutch here as he's making this campaign. Dave, if people want to get out, donate, and volunteer for your campaign, what's the website for them to do so?
Yeah, please do. It's DaveHutchForSheriff.com, and I have a great staff and volunteer base that but we need door knockers and we need phone bankers and, you know, we need some cash, of course. But, you know, we can get this done. You know, we're not going to raise as much money as the current sheriff, but you know, to be honest, I don't want to. I'd rather have people power and people like you that, you know, have a progressive message. Like Hennepin County is the greatest county in the nation. We just need to redo how we're policing. We got to protect our immigrant communities, our people suffering from mental health crisis, and people suffering from addiction problems. Those are, again, we're not here just to arrest bad guys. We're here to help people who can't help themselves. And as your next sheriff, I promise you that I'll do the best I can. And but we need your help, like you said.
We need a sheriff that's not a Trump lapdog. We also need a sheriff that basically represents the county. That's for sure. Dave Hutch for Sheriff, SHERIFF.com. I'll link to everything a little bit later on. If you do win, I'll go with you one day on a water patrol. How about that?
Let's do it. Yeah, I can. We'll get some sun and. Scope it out. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate the time, and I'll come on anytime you want me to.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Hutch, Dave Hutchinson is the DFL-endorsed candidate for Hennepin County Sheriff. Kind enough to join us today. Democrat of the day. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My family conquered the family vacation thanks to my Toyota Sienna. This last summer, I drove 16 straight hours in a single day, heading to the coast, a test which challenges even the most comfortable vehicles. The Sienna passed with flying colors. Roomy, comfortable, and easy to drive, it made the long day a piece of cake. And when driving in a new town, the Toyota Sienna gives me the comfort and reliability I need. Test drive one yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Thanks, Dave Hutch, for joining us. Dave Hutchinson is the DFL endorsed candidate for Hennepin County Sheriff. And what I find funny about law enforcement officials, I find the ones that, you know, we're out there screaming, if Obama puts any gun regulations out, I'm going to refuse them to put them in because I don't think it's constitutional. That president shouldn't be telling us sheriffs what to do. But all of a sudden, Trump's in office like, you know, he is the president. What are we supposed to? I guess we have to do what he says. I mean, we got to respect the office, don't you? I have zero tolerance. And frankly, once again, all you need to say is this. Hennepin County, Minneapolis, all the suburbs there. You happy with someone who's your county sheriff who is a huge Trump supporter? Are you? Are you? Because I don't think that represents Minneapolis values. I don't think it represents Hennepin County values. Maybe out in the very western part of the county, in the smaller population areas, but for the vast majority of the county, come on. I don't think that's accurate. Anyway, that's your choice to make this year. Once again, look for the links a little bit later on. I want to thank Cap for emailing us. I got a great email from him talking about how in the Minnetonka area, there's a Republican named Cousins who's running, and she's a Republican. Republican Cousins is her name. Republican Cousins. And he was commenting about how she is desperately trying to hide her party affiliation on everything, that her website, that her signs, that everything is hidden, that she's basically trying to make it seem like she's not even a Republican. She's the Republican. And what Cap says is that his wife basically was not sure. And, you know, Cap and everyone out there, make sure you're educated. Make sure you know who's the Republican and who's the Democrat. Now, granted, on the ballot, it says Republican, it says Democrat. But make sure that people, that there's no question about it in that district. We had Lori Pryor on earlier. She's a DFL-endorsed candidate out there. She's the DFL. She's the incumbent. And I would hate to see what looks like is going to be a big blue wave, a Republican sneak in there because they basically were terrified of letting anyone know what party they're part of. So everyone, make sure we know, Republican Cousins, she's the Republican. We need to make sure we mention that. And tell all your neighbors and friends. If you're in the Minnetonka area, tell your neighbors and friends exactly who she is. 952-946-6205. I generally don't like to cannibalize off of NPR, but there was one story that popped up. I had a few friends of mine post this, a link to this. You know Knobloch. This is the guy that's the Republican that's running up in St. Cloud. Well, he was running in St. Cloud. I should mention that. This is the House rep up in St. Cloud. He's withdrawn from his race because there's allegations against him from his daughter of inappropriate behavior. We'll say it like that. It's a very ugly case. It's a very ugly argument. The allegations, once again, they are allegations. He has withdrawn from the race to deal with this, but it's obviously a very serious allegation. When we talked to Secretary of State Steve Simon, he was in here. We get to a point where names are not able to come off ballots. And once you get into early voting, that name is on the ballot. So Knobloch's name is on the ballot. And the story was that Knobloch could win in this district still because he's on the ballot, even though he's withdrawn from the race. And it brought forward a moment where I wanted to stop and just prepare everyone for something just ungodly. Considering the allegations against him, once again, a daughter claiming inappropriate conduct by Knobloch, a daughter claiming this, and the fact that he himself has withdrawn from this race, the fact that he's probably going to get, I'm going to guess 700,000 votes. Or no, excuse me, that'd be a statewide race. In his district, probably, about 10,000 votes maybe in his district. Republicans, I get it. You hate the Dems. You want to own the Libs at all cost. Is this the way you're going to try to do it? Really? Really? Come on. You can always leave that election blank and not vote for anyone or write in a name. But if these allegations end up becoming true and you, because I can't hate the Democrat, voted for him with those allegations when they were allegations and you find out they were true, oh my, oh my. That is not a vote you are going to want to have on your record. So, what I want you guys to do is to slowly push yourself away from the partisan table. Push yourself away. Push yourself away a little bit, okay? All right? Just push yourself away. You don't have to. Don't do it, all right? Even he has withdrawn from the race. So you just doing it to try to own the libs, that's not the hill you want to die on, is it? Is it really? Yikes. And when people say, well, I don't like the partisan nature. If you like this stuff before, I can't help you. If now all of a sudden, just because the Democrats are starting to push back, you're saying everything's so partisan. I can't help you if you were looking at stuff like this and, I can't help you. If you're, I'm going to vote for him anyway. Really? Wow. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Speaking of the partisan table, ooh, it's a feast with Wardlow. I've got a story about him when we do come back. 952-946-6205. Reminder, I've got some tickets to Seaver's Fall Festival to give away a little bit later on. Listen for your chance to call in right here on AM 950. I can't disguise.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
I'm Richard R.J. Eskow, and this week on The Zero Hour, 17 years in Afghanistan and no end in sight, how to cancel $1.5 trillion in student debt, and the hip-hop caucus on voter registration and our environmental emergency. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 till midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Introducing Community Foods. It's a Seward Co-op labeling program featuring food producers aligned with cooperative values and mission. Hi, this is Laura. This week on Food Freedom Radio, we'll be talking with Seward Co-op about Community Foods and the launch celebration on Saturday, October 13th. Both the Franklin and Friendship stores will have food samples, giveaways, and more. By boosting independent food producers, we build an economic alternative to grow a sustainable economy for all. Food Freedom Radio, Saturdays at 8 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hazel's Northeast, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Boy, how about the ravioli? Sweet pea, lemon zest, tarragon-filled ravioli with roasted shallot, spinach, and feta. Yum! The crepe is delicious as well. And the wild rice gumbo. Oh, man, is that good. Try the fish and chips, too. The fantastic place there. It is Hazel's Northeast, one of our favorite places. It's the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 29th and Johnson, Northeast Minneapolis. Stop by this weekend and enjoy some food. Where's the producer box on the video feeds we have here, Hunter? Put your face back.
I'm there.
You got to put your face back up there, okay?
No, I'm right here.
No, well, now you right there. He's there. That's him right there. Even though I can't see it, I'm on delay on my own phone.
Yeah.
but We are now doing this thing where apparently I'm being broadcast. Are we on Times Square or something? I mean, they got me up.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, right. Tourism's way down right now. I have no idea why. you've decided to post us. You can watch the show if you like. We're on Facebook on AM950 Radio, on Twitter on AM950 Radio. Are we on Yahoo, our YouTube today?
No, we're posting the clips instead of the live stream there from now on.
Okay, well, that's good because we got to get. Apparently, there is such thing as too much video of Matt. I would say after about 20 seconds, but yeah, okay, fine. You can go watch the show in multiple areas and get that producer. Let me make sure. There it is. There's Hunter. Producer box. Keep it up there, man. I've got to be on this thing. You got to be on this thing. 952-946-6205. You know, have you heard there's a sharp little cat who's running for attorney general from the Republican Party.
Oh yeah.
Geld Doug Wardlow. Wardlow, where's Wardlow? Wardlow. Doug is a guy who is, to say the least, partisan. I mean, this is actually, I actually could be honest, maybe Neuberger's more partisan than he is on a statewide race. I don't think there's anyone else that is. I mean, his record is basically to use the legal way to try to change all legislation. Basically, his argument is the courts should be the only thing that determines laws. That if the legislature passes a law that says we're going to feed hungry kids, he's in there saying, no, we're not. We're going to sue you. Stop it. And they sue you and stop it because that's of some legal ramifications, that sort of thing. Or if you have gay marriage, which, by the way, if you are pro-gay marriage, I would be very concerned about Doug Wardlow because his record is to try to stop gay rights. And that's not just me, that's his record, okay? But ever since he became the attorney general nominee, and ever since there is this issue with Keith Ellison on an allegation against him by an ex-girlfriend, which so far has not been proven to be true. But needless to say, Doug has tried to place himself as, I'm not partisan. I'm not... Who's saying I'm not partisan? I'll put them in stocks outside and we'll beat them. I mean, who says I'm not partisan? Or she is partisan. Well, never mind. You figured out where. You know where I'm going. He tries to claim that he's nonpartisan. The reality is he's one of the most partisan guys I've ever seen. And it's all a lie. It's all a lie. So he was speaking. This is an event with Jason Lewis in the 2nd District. And he was speaking, it was supposed to be a private event, but someone had a tape recorder. And the direct quote, courtesy of Brianna Bierschbach, who posted this up on Twitter, it's really exciting now to be in a position for the first time in a half century to take this office back. We're going to fire 42 Democratic attorneys right off the bat and get Republican attorneys in there. That sounds so nonpartisan, doesn't it? Gee willikers. Now, I wanted to repeat the entire thing, and I want to repeat this. This is Doug Wardlow talking about if he becomes the attorney general, we're going to fire 42 Democratic attorneys right off the bat and get Republican attorneys in there. He said this during a rally, which he thought was not going to go public, but he gave up the ghost. He basically wants to use the attorney general's office to regulate the rest of the state, to basically undermine the governor, undermine the legislature, and basically govern from his little pulpit at the AG's office. The reason I said that is because there's a lot of news sources that are editing down his comment and trying to give Wardlow an out here. And I'll explain this. And one of the prime ones is the Star Tribune. Republican Attorney General candidate Doug Wardlow said at a fundraiser this week, if elected, he would fire 42 Democratic attorneys off the bat. Now, that's what they're reporting. They're just saying that part, which allows the campaign to come back and say, yeah, we're looking to get rid of people who've been partisan in the office, and we're going to replace them with people who are not partisan. Once again, the actual quote, I'm going to fire 42 Democratic attorneys right off the bat and get Republican attorneys in there. That's not nonpartisan. He's already basically saying, I'm going to bring a bunch of Republicans on in here, and that's just that. This is, folks, I know. We've talked a lot about elections. We've got a lot going on right now. Do not allow this attorney general's race to slide under the radar. It's a lot like the Hennepin County Sheriff's race in Hennepin County. The attorney general, Wardlow, is freaking dangerous. He is dangerous because especially, I was looking at some projections right now, and really in the last week, the projections have started really moving far more towards the Democrats. As a matter of fact, on the U.S. House, they're thinking it's going to be around 230 seats for the Democrats, which would put the Republicans somewhere around 204 or something like that. I can't remember the exact numbers, but definitely a majority in the House. They're going to be looking at a majority, in here. They can look at Minnesota having the governor's office, the secretary of state, lieutenant governor, auditor's office. They could very, very realistically take the Minnesota House back. I think that is very much within the realm of possibility. I do not think that there are enough of these Republicans think they might think that they're safe, but I think that, they're terrified. From what I've understood and heard from people behind the scenes, they're very scared about the Minnesota 13 Senate race. They're very concerned about that because there have been more Democrats in that district than have been in decades running and trying to campaign. And once again, what's the main thing everyone says when you door knock? Healthcare. Republicans can't answer that question. And so they're already at an uphill climb. The last thing they need to do is get in a district which they've taken for granted for the last 20 years and have to actually fight. The Democrats in the state of Minnesota look to pick up at least the Minnesota House. There's an outside chance they could pick up the Senate. But it's all for naught if the attorney general's race goes to Wardlow. Wardlow! Wardlow. And when he makes the point, I'm going to fire 42 Democratic attorneys. Now, what he's saying is that all the attorneys in the attorney general's office are all Democrats. I'm going to fire them all. I don't know if you can say that definitively that they are. I know that they work for a Democratic attorney general right now, but I don't know if they're necessarily all that. But he's basically going to just purge the entire office. And then he's going to bring in Republicans to basically go on out there and sue away. I think that's an incredibly dangerous thing to have happen. And if we rest on our laurels on this, then you're going to let a guy like Wardlow in. Now, my God, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. Patrick is in Apple Valley. He wanted to chime in today. Welcome on in, Patrick.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Hey. I just disagree with you about this whole dangerous thing. I think Keith Ellison would be way more dangerous than Doug.
Oh, have you read Patrick? Have you read Doug Wardlow's background?
Yes, I have, and I've met him personally, and he's a fine, upstanding young man.
So
he's got
No, Patrick. So you're for stopping gay marriage in the state of Minnesota? No, I'm asking you on point. You're for stop. Are you for
that's
that?
Kind of off topic.
No, 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 get no, Patrick. Patrick, you're a coward. Come on, man. Answer the question. Answer the question. That is something that he has been consistently on the. He's been against gay marriage. He's consistently been there. You just vouch for the guy. You just said he's an upstanding individual. So I'm saying that if you're standing up for the guy, you're saying you're against gay marriage in Minnesota. Correct?
Put it this way, Matt. I didn't call to talk about that.
No, Patrick. It's my show, Patrick. I can kind of go where I want to go here, Patrick. I want to know: Are you against gay marriage?
I am for traditional marriage.
All right, we're done with Patrick. Thanks, Patrick. I think we know where he was going. Oh, I'm sure you think Doug Wardlow is fantastic, Patrick. I'm sure you think he's fantastic. My God. Yeah, if you're a homophobe, yeah, I can see homophobes. Doug Wardlow's your guy. I would say. If you don't, and by the way, you want a legal quagmire? Have Wardlow come in here and try to overturn gay marriage. What do you do with all the people that have legal marriage licenses in the state of Minnesota? You know, and by the way, if you are Republican, just in case you're missing the whole point here, say Wardlow does get the Attorney General's office, and then he goes to war against this. Do you know what the Democrats are going to do? They're going to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot, basically saying gay marriage is enshrined in the Constitution. And remember when you guys thought that was going to, gay marriage was going to keep the Democrats at home and let the Republicans win? How'd that taste? Oh, that's right. You guys got your cabooses handed to you. Well, you want to go into a 2020 election year with the Senate up for grabs and everyone all of a sudden saying, isn't gay marriage settled in the state of Minnesota? Well, Doug Wardlow could open up that door for you and to lead you to even more losses. Oh, come on. I know why. Hey, I think we understand now why you like Doug Wardlow, okay? And yeah, you should all be terrified. But Patrick in Apple Valley is giving a stamp of approval. Dear Lord. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary Bear.
I want to really thank you, Matt, for telling people to get active. Besides, we got to do more in both. I've been doing a little door knocking. I used to do more when I was younger, but that's really great. You're urging people, door knock, phone bank, whatever you can, talk to people. But I just want to say, you know, this Attorney General, as long as I can remember way back, Mondale and Spanish and Skip Humphrey, it's so important to have a Democratic Attorney General. I'm worried about that race, too, because Minneapolis politicians always have a trouble statewide. And we got to really hope we can keep that because there's a check on these corporate interests, these insurance companies and stuff. Lori Swanson did a great job.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And look for Gary knocking on your door soon.
I would love that.
That would be the best door knock ever. All right. Shall we give away some tickets? Let's do this here. Caller number five right now, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Caller number five, if you have not won in 2 years or so, you can win yourself a pair of tickets to Seaver's Fall Festival. That's right. That's going on. It goes on this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then with MEA weekend next weekend, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're running it over there. Down in Shakopee, if you would like to win yourself a pair of tickets to Seaver's Fall Festival, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Caller number five, you will win a pair of tickets. Courtesy of AM 950. Enjoy yourself. We'll take a break. Come back. I got to take on the Star Tribune when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Be sure to pick up your copy of this month's Natural Awakenings magazine, a free local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely, local, national, and global stories. Learn about alternative and complementary medicine, nutrition, fitness for body and mind, personal growth, sustainability, and much more. Natural Awakenings can be found at area health food stores, food co-ops, and retail locations. More information is available at naturaltwincities.com. That's naturaltwincities.com.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, I'll talk about the work of Reverend William Barber II, whose Moral Monday movement at the North Carolina State House helped to change the political landscape in that state. Then, the big interview will be with Nick Alm of MosierMN.org. He's a 22-year-old idealist who's working for LGBTQ rights in East Africa. What an inspiration. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
Congratulations to Ryan in Brooklyn Center. He is our winner of tickets to go to the Seavers Fall Festival. That's right. I got a pair of tickets for him. Enjoy that. We'll have tickets on Monday and Tuesday. And a reminder, on MEA weekend, which is not this weekend, it's next weekend. MEA weekend, Seavers Fall Festival is open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 952-946-6205. Well, the story today is that the court has ruled that the Keith Ellison's divorce proceedings will be opened next Wednesday to the Star Tribune and some far right-wing news outlet that sued to basically get these divorce proceedings brought out. Let's not mix words. They've only brought them out because they want to try to destroy Keith Ellison. That's the main reason here. And it's what's interesting is this is such kind of gutter politics. It would be equivalent of, let me give you a good example here, okay? If, when we talked about the Knobloch story, imagine if all of a sudden the media basically went out there and was camped out the outside the daughter's house and was trying to get an interview, was putting a microphone in every Republican in the state saying, what do you think about Knobloch? If they were doing that, that would be trying to deride all the Republicans off of Knobloch. No one's doing that. But the Star Tribune seems to be going out of their way to basically try to take, you know, Keith Ellison and hand the Attorney General's office to Doug Wardlow. By the way, speaking of Wardlow, Ryan in Brooklyn Center, who's our winner here, you went to school with Doug Wardlow?
Yes, I did. I came out in eighth grade, so going to high school with Doug Wardlow was not exactly a fun thing.
Did was he mean to you after you came out?
Oh, dear God. I actually, he was one of among many people, but I ended up attempting suicide in 10th grade, and when I finally got back to school 5 months later, most people either didn't talk to me or were nice to me. He greeted me with, what, you couldn't even get that right?
That was what he said. Doug Wardlow said that. You're saying this is your story. You're saying Doug Wardlow, after you were a kid, after he had teased you and you tried to commit suicide, you're saying that Doug Wardlow, basically, when you saw him when you came back to school, he said you couldn't even get that right.
Yep. Doug Wardlow has been as anti-gay as it gets for as long as he's been around. I did debate team with him, and yeah, everything came back to, you know, Republican partisan ideals one way or another.
Wow. But I want to make
the
sure
the idea of him being able to hold that office in a nonpartisan way is laughable.
I want to make sure, and Ryan, by all means, and I'm very sorry about what happened to you. That is disgusting and is absolutely not right. I'm glad that we are becoming a better society. But I am terrified for you that Doug Wardlow would be possibly our attorney general, because it seems like that might be, you know, a way for this bullying to continue later on in life. But once again, I want to make sure. Go ahead.
That's the only reason I've been willing to tell that story again, because if the idea of him being in a position to basically cause these problems for a whole other generation of people is just no. He's already going to school board meetings like he did in Anoka to basically bully a trans student that was on the swim team about using their right locker room. And he's 20 years later, and he's still fighting high school fights.
I want to make sure we just repeat what you said, because this is big, actually. You're saying that Doug Wardlow, when you were in school and you came out as gay, he basically was part of that group that bullied you. It led you to try to commit suicide, which grateful, I'm very grateful that did not happen, and you were able to get back. And when you finally did get back, when Doug Wardlow saw you enter school, the comment he said was what, once again?
What? You couldn't even get that right?
Wow. He taunted you after you tried it. Wow. That's Doug Wardlow?
Yep. And yeah, his dad taught at our school, and yeah, it's...
What school was this?
I saw that he was...
What school was this?
Egan High School.
Egan High School.
Class of 97.
Class of 97 at Egan. Ryan, thank you for sharing your story with us, and I'm going to put you back. Let's put him back on hold. Let's make sure we get his phone number. I might actually present this to some news outlets to maybe have you tell your story a little bit more detail, because I'm not a journalist. I'm a show. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the phone call. Wow. Guy comes out at Egan High School, 90 class of 97. Immediately gets teased to a point of almost committing suicide by a group of people, one of whom was Doug Wardlow. When he does get back to school after his suicide attempts, Wardlow greets him with, "Well, you couldn't even do that right." And that guy wants to be the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. And there are people like Patrick in Apple Valley who probably heard that story and going, "Yay! Yay!" Oh, I have no doubt in Patrick in Apple Valley is going to still vote for the guy. Because he's just trying to own the libs. But holy crud. Holy crud. This is what makes what the Star Tribune is doing even more disgusting. Once again, this whole war on Keith Ellison that the Star Tribune is waging. Now, as the Star Tribune will start to try to say, it's like, well, we're just part of a group. No, you're part of extreme far-right alpha news. Extreme far-right alpha news. KSTP, which is also an incredibly far-right group. Now, at 1:30 this afternoon, KSTP did not even have the Doug Wardlow says he's going to fire all the Democratic attorneys in the office. They didn't even have that on their webpage. KSTP is not part of this lawsuit. You guys are. The same newspaper that basically would publish far-right lies as an editorial or opinion page and give the Democrats the Monday edition to respond. The same paper that cowered when a conservative radio host in the town called you the Red Star, so you felt like you had to start printing out Republican press releases verbatim to prevent from being teased by the big bad meanie pants. You guys have fallen off the charts. And granted, you got at least there's going to be an appeal here. I don't know if you're going to have these files opened on the 15th or 17th, Wednesday the 17th, as the court has decided. And there is going to be an appeal, but I think it should be known. I think that's all you need to do. An extremist far-right news organization and Alpha News are trying to destroy Keith Ellison because they want Doug Wardlow, apparently, as the Attorney General. Wow. Wow. Holy crud. God. People, this election matters. For God's sakes, get registered. Vote. Vote now. Early voting going on. And do not allow Doug Wardlow to win. For God's sakes. Hunter Brett up next. Till tomorrow. So Monday. See ya.